Several fertility doctors around the world still say they are planning to clone a human baby. For a time, late last year, it seemed possible that human cloning already had been accomplished. On December 27, 2002, Brigitte Boisselier held a press conference in Florida that was broadcast around the world.
I'm very, very pleased to announce that the first baby cloned is born. She was born yesterday at 11:55 a.m. in the country where she was born. So this will not give you more details about the location. She's fine. We call her Eve.
A year later, Boisselier has offered no proof that the baby Eve exists, let alone that she is a clone. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd almost forgotten this story.
It was hard for me to forget a year ago.
Well, refresh our memories.
The strange thing was we all, journalists, trooped down to Florida to watch this woman, Brigitte Boisselier, who's a chemist by training, tell us that she'd cloned a human baby. And some of us were sort of asking the question, why? The other part of it is she's a part of a religious sect known as the Raelians, who supposedly got their religious training from aliens who told them that cloning was part of human destiny. So you might say, what was going on, that anyone was paying attention? But the answer is that after Dolly the sheep was cloned, there was sort of a cookbook on how to do cloning. And it wasn't impossible to try it if you had the will. It was just a question of whether you succeeded. And they certainly had the will because supposedly cloning is part of their makeup.
And Boisselier expected people to believe her.
Apparently she did, and she invited a journalist named Michael Gillen to sort of assemble a team of scientists who would vet the claim. And so Gillen showed up at this press conference also and said, I'm going to get some of the experts in the field. And he's a responsible journalist. I'm sure he would have. But eventually Gillen got annoyed and he wasn't getting information, so he pulled out of the project.
But this is going on.
Well, we think so. There's a researcher in Lexington, Kentucky named Panos Zavos, who is still planning to do this, and he's published reports, at least, that he's been able to create a human-cloned embryo, taking a woman's egg and replacing the nucleus with an adult cell. But that's as far as he's gotten. He says he's going to continue. He says there's more to come. There's also Severino Antonori in Italy who's been talking about this, although he's been a little quieter lately. And then there's several groups, one in academic group in China and a company in Massachusetts that say we're going to clone an embryo. We're not going to put the embryo into a woman, but we're going to make this embryo in order to generate stem cells, which could in turn be used for treatments.
Is it legal?
Well, that's an interesting question. Some countries have banned cloning outright, and the United States is not one of them, actually. The U.S. has been stuck on whether to ban cloning all writ large, all cloning, or whether to just ban cloning for reproduction or cloning for research.
Spare parts.
Well, that's what they don't want people to do. Mm. But the spare parts in the sense of a kidney cell that might be useful to replace cells that had died in somebody's kidney. The illegality in this country derives from the fact that the Food and Drug Administration has said you can't do this unless we say you can, and so far they haven't said you can.
NPR's Joe Palca. Last December's Clone Aid News Conference is at npr.org.